listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Carolina Blue Kicks, hottest nigga on the block, used to willy bicycle since I was 6. High school crossover, waved away picks. Music the same shit, gave away hits, so my, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can hit it through leather. You act like Jigga can't get at whoever. Talking you got a man, okay, my aunt. That's high school, making me chase you around for months. Having an affair, act like an adult for once. Plus my hands up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but plain is pressure and pressure bust pipes, and you look like the I like it rough type. You can crush tonight. Tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right, Young Hova. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tells podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen. That's my jam.
Even though don't see and you put that thing on me. We are live on a Monday afternoon. On a pretty sunny Charlotte, North Carolina Monday.
Because it's been raining for like forever.
March afternoon. We are now officially in Women's History Month, so that should put an end to all the racism. And now it's time for the Me Too movement to get all this heat. Okay? We done taking it for Black History Month. It's time for y'all women's to get it. Black women, that's double time for y'all.
That's okay? What I'm about to say. The racism do come with us.
I'm taking a month off. Okay, I'm cashing in my male privilege chips and getting the hell up out of here. Good luck, ladies. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Tells. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser
and the unofficial sport
bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today's show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. That's right, Tweaked Audio is a great place to get you some headphones. Okay,
yes sir.
TweakedAudio.com. It just sounds better and it fits your ear better. There's many styles of headphones they have there. They have the parkour 2, the classic, the natural, or my favorite, the Hegongs. But they got all kinds of headphones there. They got wireless. Many of them come with built-in mics. Sometimes you still need wired headphones, man.
Yeah, I found that out today at my job, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Not to get off, go ahead. I said this as you finish.
Well, yeah, you need, sometimes you still need wired headphones, man. And in this world of digital wireless headphones and the iPhone cord, like with the little adapter thing, sometimes you forget, like, oh yeah, my, just those good old fashioned headphones. Sometimes I need them. Sometimes your Bluetooth runs out of battery and you're like, damn.
Come on.
You know, you lose connection. You're in a spot where it's just messed up and
start hearing them beeps. Start getting nervous.
Right. Now it's like, what I'm going to do? I was on a plane once and I didn't have my wireless headphones. I mean, my wireless headphones lost the battery and it stopped working on me. And it's like, what am I going to do on this flight home? And that's where Tweaked Audio comes in. They have noise reducing design, compatible with iPhones, iPods, Android devices, all MP3 players, and most phones. And they're giving you a discount, a third off for our listeners. Okay. I used the code today, TBGWT.
Yes, you did.
And you get a third off. You get free shipping as well and a lifetime warranty. I mean, you really can't beat these prices and the quality. And the lifetime warranty covers a lot of stuff. And even when they don't cover it, if you email them, quite often they will still give you a discount on your next pair of headphones.
Yes, they will.
Just send the old ones in. So, yeah, tweakedaudio.com. It just sounds better. Code TBGWT at tweakedaudio.com. That's TWEAKED audio.com. What were you going to say, Karen?
Oh, I didn't want to mess up the read, but I was going to say, why don't work computers have like the adapter for you can go wireless? Because most people come to work are not hardwired, you know, not unless that's the culture, but you know, everything I have is wireless. And I think I had a pair of like, you know, little, and I was like, what the fuck are these doing in here? And I'm like, y'all require, cause like there's these deals that we have to watch, but you have to watch them on your computer. And I was trying to actually connect, because everything connects now. From at home, from your laptop to your computer, the shit is like built in. I was like, what the fuck? This ain't built in. And I started Googling, kind of find out you have to have like an adapter so that it picks up wireless devices. But I'm like, y'all bitches know nobody uses those. Like, I don't understand.
I mean, the reason is, I think, because most offices don't have cutting edge technology. The Bluetooth thing, the Bluetooth switch to wireless headphones is fairly recent. I think it was this model of iPhone where they changed the, there's no phone jack. Right? Wasn't it the X?
Yes.
Right. So it's not like this has been the standard for very long. And that's just the iPhone. I'm sure other phones probably still had a headphone jack. So I don't think that they would assume that people had switched over. Not to mention the things I brought up, you know, battery charging, things of this nature still kind of a problem. And then how often are you using headphones with your computer is also another issue.
That's
so
true.
It would depend on the job. And then most importantly, I think, is just cost. They probably buy those computers to do minimal work and to do it for a long period of time before being replaced.
Well, correct.
So they're not gonna, you know, you have to catch the wave. And when they do buy a new computer, they're not gonna buy the most cutting edge stuff. So that's what I think is happening. Now, these workplaces where you get like your own laptop or you go home, you know, your people that can work from home and stuff, I think it's a little different. But for people that just go to an office and work on a computer at a desk, I don't think they would, you know, that's probably why.
And that's true. And the thing is, I'm not, and I guess for me, just the option, if you want to do it, you know, it don't have to be a requirement, but I guess my thing is just the option of being able to do that, you know.
Yeah.
But I do understand, like you said, they just trying to get the shit just to be sure you can get Windows, whatever on it, and that's all it needs to do.
Yeah. Not to mention another way for people to hack shit and security risk.
Yeah, so I didn't think about that. I'm just thinking about convenience for me, but yeah, that's one of them things. It's like, nope, just go buy you some cheap headphones and plug them in.
Let's get into the news. Kanye West EMI contract states that he's not allowed to retire or to take too long of a break from doing music. Well, he did say slavery was a choice, and he chose slavery. Thanks to a provision in his EMI contract that has now been newly revealed to the public, Kanye is not allowed to retire. No wonder he's putting out 6 albums a year with 6 tracks on it last year.
Right.
Not finishing some of them. West EMI publishing contract, currently at the center of a wide-ranging lawsuit, states that West will remain actively involved in writing, recording, and producing compositions and major label albums as your principal occupation. Furthermore, West must at no time during the term initiate a retirement from those occupations or take an extended hiatus in which he's not actively carrying them out. This wording has revealed, thanks to the latest move in the dispute from EMI, as the Hollywood Reporter outlined Monday. According to the report, EMI has now filed a notice of removal in an effort to move the case from California state court to the federal level. Their argument is that this all falls under the Copyright Act, an argument that, if made successfully, could complicate what West is seeking in the dispute. As reported in January, citing court documents that were heavily redacted at the time, West is suing both EMI and his label following a previous effort of buying back his publishing rights that proved unsuccessful. Moving forward, the no retirement provision is expected to be a central aspect of West's case, in which he wants freedom from his publishing and recording contracts. He wants his freedom, but we was okay. He can get his freedom in the Republican Party or no? West team is specifically pointed to California Labor Code Section 2885, aka the Dr. Haviland Law. I haven't heard of that. The famous legal precedent states that personal service contracts, i.e. the same ones employed by those in creative fields, are limited to no more than 7 calendar years in length. As you'll recall, this argument was predicted when initial reports of West's suit came through in January. Man, who knew that you could sign something for the rest of your life for music and that you can't take a break or retire?
Yeah, like I said, it's about as, it's just as worse, but like I said, a lot of the 360 deals and shit like that. And so for a lot of people, that's why they like, well, I'm glad I can go straight to my audience. I don't have to sign my fucking rights away. And if I do something with you, and let's say we break off, and I go do something else, you still fucking own the rights to my shit, even though my shit is brand new. And I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't even know if this is a 360 deal. Sounds like some other shit. Maybe it is.
This is a 720 deal.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of no shit like this. This is some next level, like, fuckery, where you gotta, for the rest of your life, Jay-Z wouldn't have did you like that. You could have signed with The Rock, you would have been straight.
That shit sounds fucking illegal.
Yeah, and the seventh year of his deal was the year he put out My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So I don't know if he been remoting after that and putting out whack albums or what, because after that is when a lot of people feel like he fell off, you know. Although I really do fuck with Life of Pablo. I don't care what nobody say. Why Americans are suddenly paying $550 per month for new cars. In the Netflix era, many Americans are managing their finances based on their monthly subscription payments, often with little regard to the total they pay in the long run. That paradigm benefits the automotive industry and the lenders that finance car loans, as auto sales remain near record levels. The average price of vehicles hit an all-time high of more than $36,000 in 2018.
Yeah, on the low, if people been paying attention, a lot of car companies have gotten rid of their cheaper cars. Like your $10,000, $12,000 to $15,000 vehicles, they're getting rid of them. We ain't making no Taurus no more. We ain't making this no more. We ain't making that no more. They're actually getting rid of the cheaper vehicles that a lot of people was like, shit, I just want a good, $9,000, $8,000 car. I'm not trying to, pay an arm and a leg for a vehicle. So instead of you getting a small or reasonable car, now I gotta get a $20,000 to $30,000 vehicle that some people may not be able to afford the car payments on.
Yes, I like them Kanye West contracts. 80 years, and on your 80th birthday you found out your master's wasn't his.
Come on.
They said with a car. $551 new car buyers have agreed to pay on average that amount per month for 69 months. 69.
That's expensive as shit.
Yeah. That's nearly 10% more than per month than 3 years earlier. So just 3 years earlier, you were paying 10% less a month, over that 69 months. Oh my God. That's so much money.
Yeah, and
that's almost $40,000 by the time you get done paying everything.
Right, and cars depreciate in value and all of these other factors. And the thing is, cars are a necessity for most people. Unless you're in a city that has public transportation that actually goes somewhere, which is very few cities, most cities don't have public transportation like that. So you have to have a vehicle in order to get around, in order to keep a job, in order to get to daycare, in order to just function in the city.
Car debt has risen 75% since the Great Recession in 2009, reaching an all-time high of $1.2 trillion. Easy credit and longer repayment terms have coaxed many consumers into buying more cars than they can really afford, said Ed Myers-Winsky, USPRRG's Senior Director for Consumer Programs. In an email, it's even worse for those who have been subjected to deceptive and predatory lending practices at auto dealers. Black people. Average annual interest rates jumped from 4.68% in January to 4.99% that same month in 2018. So 1 year, basically, January 2017 to 2018. And then to a 10-year high of 6.19% in January 2019. Wow.
Yeah, and, you have to, it's a lot of factors in there. A lot of brown people lost their homes. A lot of brown people were affected by the housing market. A lot of them may never recover from it. Actually, their credit's fucked up. You trying to get that shit back together. You owe bills. Everything gets behind when people lose their jobs and shit like that. And everything in the country is going up, but your goddamn pay. American pay, it really hasn't gone up that much, and particularly if you're at a job where you stay for a long period of time, what they do is that they give you, a point something or a few percentage of a raise to keep you there. But if they bring in somebody brand new, they normally have to pay them whatever the starting salary is for your position. And it's going to be more than what the average person there is making with their quote unquote raises that they're giving you. And I just learned this over years, just kind of getting, hip to the game on, how much people make and things like that. So, and like you say, for brown people, they're, even if you're college educated, they normally will smack you with a higher interest rate and things like that. Like, I have a cousin, great credit. She has a good job. She went to go get a vehicle and the people, but she had done her research. So she knew what she wanted and all that type of stuff. The people tried to con her and she was like, I'm not going to purchase a vehicle from you. They ran her fucking credit and realized her credit was fucking excellent. And once they did that, their fucking attitude changed. She's like, no, I'm not purchasing the vehicle from you because you should have treated me like I was somebody before.
Yeah, and honestly, when you black, it don't even matter.
Right.
Because you can have excellent credit. There was an article I was reading the other day about the housing crisis, and we've talked about it before on this show, but, you know, it's worth reiterating. It was a lot of racism in the housing crisis. I can't remember the episode, but I made this argument that the argument I felt Bernie Sanders should have made, which is he's out to get Wall Street. Wall Street has unfair practices and they kill the average consumer. They target us predatorially, just so they can get away with it. No, and they never get punished. And the biggest example of that is the subprime lending, crisis. And deep in the heart of the subprime lending crisis, if you do enough research, you'll find out that that was about being predatory towards black and brown people.
Right.
And essentially they were able to blame black and brown people for quote unquote taking out too much loan, or you knew you couldn't afford that house. But they, what they skip out on telling you is that the market targeted low information, low income people, knew that the loans would fail, knew that they would still be able to
a lot of people lied too
trade on those loans up to like 16 times I think at the time, and it crashed the entire stock market and no one went to jail, and many black people's credits and homes and generations were ruined because of that. And he could have made that argument that would be an argument that brings forward the white people who are angry with Wall Street, the black people that, you know, are like, not enough politicians care about race and they're not talking about systemically how to attack that, make us whole. And also, you know, the people that want to be acknowledged, want race to be acknowledged more by Bernie Sanders. That was an argument right there on the table. Hillary Clinton wasn't making that argument. No Republican was making that argument. It's right in Bernie Sanders' wheelhouse. I can't believe he didn't see it. So now I believe he saw it and just said, I'm too scared that if I say that, the white people that support me will be like, oh, he's too much talking about black shit. So all that stuff to say, there were people, they're like, this is a very recent thing I read. Black families who had up to $200,000 annual income were more likely to be offered a subprime, like balloon loan, than a white family bringing in $30,000.
Right.
So we were targeted. It was predatory. It was racist. And yet nothing. And so when you read about this stuff with these car loans and you hear this, it does kind of make me nervous, because the next question for me is, what happens when the economy comes tumbling down around Trump's ears? Because what Trump is doing is a bunch of haphazard, you know, harder to deal shit to our country and with our economy and with our foreign relations and stuff. It is going to hurt people eventually.
Right.
Just like George W. Bush, just like every time Republicans get in office, they end up putting the country in crisis after enough time, because their economic policies are proven to fail. They run roughshod over it, and then they run off the feeling of, well, poor people shouldn't never have nothing, no way, as opposed to the actual like economic math of what we need. They don't balance anything. They spend a lot more money on defense, a lot less money on infrastructure. They cut taxes, especially for the rich. People are already getting less on their tax returns this year that are not rich. So they do all these things. It will come tumbling down, and then you're gonna have people strapped with 69 months of trying to make $551 car payments in an economy that will not allow that at some point. So that's what I worry about.
Right. And then you're talking about less black people own homes now than before the Housing Act was put in place.
Right.
So that goes to tell you how big this, like, people had to fight so that they wouldn't discriminate us against us. But because they found a way to still discriminate against us legally, now you have less people owning homes prior to you passing the Fair Housing Act. And the thing that's fucked up is it's very frustrating once you've been around long enough and you see what deregulation, when people deregulate things, there is a downside to deregulation. And this happened again and again and again and again and again. And I do not understand why people keep falling for the same tropes of deregulation, because Trump has deregulated a lot of shit that actually kept the economy stable, that actually kept the economy growing, that actually kept income in people's pockets. Like in mass.
I mean, Wall Street needs regulations. It's not that people, especially black people, disagree with Bernie Sanders and people about that, but it's just like, okay, but that's not the only thing. And he was like, that's it. But, you know, by the way, Bernie So Black really did trend again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The more things change, I'm glad my tweets are deleted from that time. I was like, I don't want to smoke, because people was like, don't forget to give Rod his credit. I was like, I don't want the credit. Y'all got it. Mm-mm. Y'all got it. I don't need them motherfuckers harassing me again. Like, they ain't never gonna learn. But yeah, you got a lot of black people out here, you know, struggling. They scratching and surviving.
Yeah, and the thing is, that $500-something, depending on where you live in the country, that's rent. that's literally rent. So I'm paying rent and rent for a car, and you got kids, you're talking about daycare and all these other expenses, you're talking about food, so
rent ain't been that in a while. I know what you mean.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
rent is going up too because of housing.
Right. You know? And the thing, when I mean rent, $500-something, that's a good chunk of rent.
Yeah, I mean, that could be like you got a roommate, you know?
Right, you splitting bills with somebody.
That's something. It ain't nothing. You know, you got people dealing with temporary layoffs. You know? Trying to keep their head above water.
Yeah, come on.
And easy credit ripoffs of these damn car loans.
Yeah, and then, you know, I understand that a lot of people feel different ways about the American dream, about home ownership and things like that. But I know for a lot of people, this shit is the scary shit to make them be like, I'm good, I'll rent. I don't want to go out there, because that's the thing people don't tell you, unless you're educated, unless you're learning, and it's a fucking scary ass process. And the information is out there, but I don't care how much you know and how much you educate yourself. If you aren't surrounded around people that actually care about you at the end, you can still get screwed. Because a lot of black people that got screwed, guess what? They had realtors. Like, they did the thing that everybody fucking told them to do. Like, they did the shit. They was like, yes, I got this, this, that. And guess what? They still lost their fucking homes.
Yep. They just trying not to get hassled and not to get hustled. Making a way when they can. You know what I mean?
And it's not that there's nothing wrong with buying a home, but it's a lot of work. People, you know, it takes a lot.
It's a lot of work. And that's why anytime you need a payment, good times. You know what I mean? Anytime you can need a friend, it's good times. Hanging in and driving.
Tell us wrong with you.
I don't know. I don't know. Your hair looking good over there. I see it's growing.
Yes, it is. Thank you. But honey, you be feeling like good times. Like, you literally do. You be like, oh Lord, am I going to make it?
So that R. Kelly fan posted his $100,000 bonds, out of jail, after meeting him on a cruise ship.
So it was a man?
It was a woman.
Okay.
I said R. Kelly fan, not man.
Oh, okay.
$100,000. I mean, listen, man, look. This is one of them times where it would be very convenient to just blame black men, blah, blah, blah. But this is one of those times I just don't see a way around the role of black women in R. Kelly's, like, immunity from justice. There are so many black women that just don't give a fuck. I don't know how to reconcile it. Because you're talking about black girls being abused, and then you got grown-ass black women that are like, I don't care if this fucks up my, you know, my public standing. This woman is supposedly she runs a child care center. Now it's come under light in the last couple of days. That's been disputed, where the daycare center is like, no, she doesn't have anything to do with us. But I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
Right. And if she doesn't, it's still fucked up for you, because people are like, I'm pulling my child out of here. I ain't got time for this foolishness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Her name is Valencia Love. She posted $100,000 to help Kelly win his freedom from Cook County Jail after he spent 3 nights in custody. She was a fan of his music when she met the 52-year-old singer aboard the Spirit of Chicago cruise on Lake Michigan in September. Over the weekend.
Last year?
Yeah, last year. Okay. over the weekend. So that means she knew every, she's heard everything. She was like, I just listen, Step in the Name of Love is that good. Over the weekend, she called numbers of members of R. Kelly's inner circle and told them she wanted to help when she saw he wasn't able to make bail. She wanted Rob to have a chance at justice, and she thought we'd have a better chance outside of jail than inside. Love was with Kelly's group after the singer was released from jail Friday. Russell said, and gave a toast to her short friendship with Kelly, saying she knew she needed to help a friend in need despite only meeting last fall. A fool in their money.
Will soon depart.
But a woman who called the Sun Times and identified herself as Love disputed aspects of Russell's account in a brief interview. She declined to say how she met the singer, but acknowledged paying the bond. On court paperwork, Love described herself as a friend of Kelly, as she shelled out $25,000 for each of the four cases, all of which have a different alleged victim, in which Kelly is accused of aggravated sexual abuse. Although she put down six figures to get Kelly out of jail, Love's own finances have been rocky. What? She filed for bankruptcy in 2015, said she couldn't pay $2,700 in parking tickets. She told the court she was a teacher at Southside Daycare where she worked for 7 years. But in 2017, she and her former husband came into a windfall. Each got about $1.1 million in a legal settlement for the wrongful death lawsuit that filed against former Children's Medical Hospital in Chicago when their daughter died in 2010 because of a heart procedure. So the death from this young black girl leaves money for this woman, who then takes this money to bail out an abuser of young black girls. Okay. Love, 47, of Southwest suburban Romeoville, is a corporate officer of the daycare where she was a teacher, according to the Illinois Secretary of State's office. She is also listed as Secretary of State as record manager of a restaurant, Love on the Blue, in the South Suburban Blue Island. On Monday night, after Kelly was released from jail, the singer and her friends went to flagship McDonald's in River North before they spent 4 hours at Briggs Mansion, a Gold Coast cigar lounge. Not to mention that going to that McDonald's is supposedly a violation of his parole and his bail conditions.
You mean the
McDonald's
was in the documentary everybody kept talking about?
Yeah, he was at that McDonald's. They say he took pictures of girls and everything, like young girls and everything. Outside the lounge, Russell said Kelly told him last year that he had $0 in the bank because he trusted the wrong people who took advantage of him. Since then, Russell claimed money is coming to him, but not as much as he would like. So, and she had released I don't even know if you call it a statement, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what you would call it, but like, it was a Notes app statement. And she was basically saying, like, yeah, she was basically trying to be like, I'm not saying I don't believe them, but you know, it's two sides to everything, his side, they side, and the truth. And I'm like, well, technically it's four victims, not to mention the many more out there that have accused them before. It seemed like a lot of sides to this. And his side is just, I didn't do anything ever to leave me alone. I'm not going to say it was my money or his money, and he's not broke. He was going to post bond by Thursday anyway. He's my friend and I knew he needed help. There are three sides to every story. His side, theirs, spelled wrong, the alleged victims, and the truth. I can't say they're lying. It wasn't my.
You get the squeak of the line.
I guess not. I can't say they're lying. Well, no, you don't get it for grammar. I can't say they're lying the right way. The girls, the young ladies, it wasn't my money. I'm not going to say whose money it is. I don't condone any man sodomizing anyone or abusing a woman. He, R. Kelly, told me he was innocent. If he did it, he is wrong. If he did it, that's wrong. He's telling me he's innocent. I wasn't there. You, Tia Ewan, wasn't there. Give him the chance. Allow him to prove his innocence. He's not a monster. He's not. Look at all these priests. Why? This is just a litany of excuses. He's innocent. He's telling me he's innocent. If he did do it, I mean, obviously he's wrong, but he's not a monster. If he did it, he's a monster.
Did she put a Weinstein?
Weinstein, what's that?
You know, when they go through this list, they always bring his name up.
Oh, nah, I don't know. Look at all these priests. Why is it anyone going after them? they are. One of them actually just got sentenced to jail like this week.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a summit over that right now. Oh, well, okay. Well, as long as priests are getting the right people, I guess R. Kelly should be able to. Can you imagine? That's a fucking defense. Imagine someone robbed you. Let's keep it at robbery. Imagine someone robbed you. You went to jail. And the motherfucking defense lawyer was like, well, other people is getting robbed. So, like, what's the big deal with y'all trying to hem up this nigga? You'll feel like, well, I guess I gotta let it go. Somebody else is getting robbed and nothing happened to them. Fuck you. Why isn't anyone focused on Kiara Coles, a missing pregnant postal worker in Chicago gone since October 2018? The media focused on Jamie Kloss. Why isn't anyone looking for Kiara? What do they got to do with anything?
Well, and people are probably looking for her family.
It's like these motherfuckers are always like, look over there. It's like, yeah, but you helped R. Kelly get out, and you know he's a what about Keisha Cole? What? Has nothing to do with nothing.
Right.
He's R. Kelly only been a gentleman to me. Oh, well, if he ain't raped you, then I mean, obviously. Now, how old are you again? The prosecutors and attorney general need to be prosecuting that priest that was sleeping with 5 or 6 year old children. Let him, R. Kelly, have his chance in court to prove he's innocent or guilty. As a friend, if he says he's innocent, I can only believe that he's innocent. I'm not in support of any pedophile. I don't support that at all. Man, you might want to look up the definition of support, because I think you are $100,000 in support of any pedophile.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, ma'am, you are the Spider-Man.
Hello.
I don't support any pedophile. Oh, okay. I mean, I gave R. Kelly $100,000, but you know, I mean, he's only been a gentleman to me. As a friend, if he says he's innocent, I can only believe that he is innocent. I'm not in support of any pedophile. I don't support that at all. He was going to get out regardless. I just went out there to help my friend. No one is giving the stories that really need attention the coverage they deserve. Valencia P. Love. The daycare is receiving bomb threats, by the way, now. So I don't know if that helped anything, but
that's why even if she was associated with Mia's daycare, I'd be like, she ain't got shit to do with this.
Right.
Because don't nobody want to be bothered with that.
Yeah.
And I guarantee people probably putting their children out now. The daycare gonna fuck around in clothes because of that.
Yep. Getting motherfucking death threats and bomb threats. I mean, this is all a mess. So, Wendy Williams is in the news.
What happened?
She is back on her talk show.
Okay, she took a break, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. I guess Nick Cannon wasn't able to
hold down the fort,
finesse that deal, and get in there and take her job like he thought he could. But you know, there was a lot of rumors that she was sick, that her relationship was having problems, her husband was cheating on her, maybe there was some abuse going on. And so there's all the speculation. So she comes back. Upon her return, she opened up about a relationship which dominated headlines, one of the many reasons for her extended hiatus. She said, thank you, I miss you too. Look, honestly, I didn't know what to expect when I hit the block today. I didn't know whether you would wait for me, whether you would understand. I have no idea what to expect. Thank you so much for waiting for us. As she continued, she addressed her long-standing absence. What had happened was we were supposed to only be out for 2 weeks for Christmas vacation, and towards the end of the weeks, I started to feel thyroidish. She said, as she explained the connection to Graves' disease and a million other things, including vertigo. I'm happy to tell you that I'm doing well, she said, adding that she's been meditating, taking her medication, and exercising daily. Elsewhere in the episode, she addressed her relationship upon rumors of her husband Kevin Hunter's infidelity. I want to shout out my husband. I'm still wearing my ring. Believe you me, when you've been with somebody for 28 years, married for 25, we know each other. He's my best friend. He's my love. He's all this. He's all that. I know what you've been seeing, and I know what the streets have been talking about. The host then displayed a throwback photo of the two, explaining their relationship expands far beyond fame, fortune, and plastic surgery. Let me show you who I fell in love with and who he fell in love with. it's still me in the head, and I'm still very much in love with my husband. Anybody who has been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know, marriages have ebbs and flows. Marriages are not easy. Don't ask me about mine until you see this ring gone, and it ain't going anywhere. Not in this lifetime.
First of all, don't talk about what me and my wife do.
I'm sorry it took me almost 40 days or 50 days. I know it's been a long time. I'm sorry, I have to say. It's not going to happen anymore, and I feel good. Okay. I'll just say this. She does make a living talking about people's business.
So people going to ask about yours.
So, I mean, if your man out here cheating and y'all got two mansions and people think he got another woman on the side, it's all fair game. You know, can't really pull the y'all stay out of my business card when
yeah, your whole career was built on that.
Yeah, you being in people business, that's kind of you can't go you can't go to full Kevin Durant when you being people business.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest you just keep playing, man, and don't worry about what goes on at the top of things.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No.
About my marriage? No. Good luck. Okay. Walmart responds to backlash over its decisions to eliminate the people greeter job. So, you know, those old people and sometimes they have disabled people. Like, one of those jobs that, someone told me this has happened before, like in 2009, but I didn't remember it. Maybe because I didn't have Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, one period of time they actually got rid of that position, and then they bought it back.
Well, I guess they're getting rid of it again. Beginning next month, a move that has garnered criticism among workers, customers, and disability rights advocates. If you ever step foot inside Walmart, it's like you interact with one of these greeters. The poster near the store's entrance, doing everything from handing out coupons to assisting shoppers with cart selection to providing a quick hello. The people greeter role has traditionally been filled by senior citizens and people with disabilities, many of whom have struggled to secure employment elsewhere. Walmart's decision to eliminate the position at about 1,000 stores has left most of these workers with uncertainty. The company stated that the people greeter job will be replaced by a customer host, a role that is much more physically demanding. The host will not only be in charge of greeting customers, but they also check receipts, assist in shoplifting prevention, and clean the entrance. The position requires hosts to be able to lift heavy weights, climb ladders, and do other tasks. Wow.
For the same amount of money, because you probably ain't going to give them a raise.
Well, yeah, but that also is a different type of, you know, like you probably not going to have older people. You're not going to have disabled people anymore.
Yeah, and they know this. And what's even more fucked up is that in a lot of states across the country, Walmart is the number one employer.
Right. Now, the CEO, Greg Foran, said that they will make every effort to provide new positions for greeters with disabilities. He also announced Walmart would extend the customary 60-day window for greeters to apply for other positions within the store. So.
Yeah, and the thing is, disabled people and older people, just because you old don't mean you won't sit and rot and die. I don't know what it is about when people get old in our country, they just think you just not supposed to exist. You just supposed to not work. You supposed to sit at home and do nothing all day. Like, this doesn't make sense. And the way society is now, a lot of older people have to work.
Well, you know, the scary part to me is that I mean, if they fulfill their promise, you know, they could just be like, fuck it, you know, we ain't hiring nobody. We ain't with nobody. No, we're not getting any new positions for anyone, which is what I think will happen.
Of course.
But the other part is, like, a lot of people gotta work at that age. It's not about just, I need something to do, I don't want to sit around and die. It's literally, like, you know, the way the economy has been and stock market and all this shit, like, you know, cost of living, people living longer. It's like, I need this income. And here we are going, nah, this, you know, this job is now nothing. So, let's see. On the Moon is facing backlash over the name of a nail salon in Ohio. It says in Perkins Township, Ohio. An Ohio nail salon owner is fighting backlash over her shop's controversial name. if you go in and get your nose done, it's called a nose job, right?
Yes.
Well, you come in and get your hands done.
Oh, a hand job?
That's what the name of the spa is. It is called Hand Job.
I like that name.
Hand Job Salon. Mm-hmm.
You know what it is when you walk in here.
I mean, Robert Kraft gonna be showing up at this place.
Against her salon's name. It's making her business go viral, but the zoning board says it may be bad press.
If you go and you have your nose done, it's called a nose job, right? Okay, well, you come and you get your hands done, it's a hand job.
Alrighty, Dottie. Owner Dawn Moon says her customers and employees love the name, but the zoning board says her sign could be considered, quote, indecent. It's reviewing the name and could force her to change it.
Been watching a lot of Claws.
Making her business go viral.
What did she say after she said that?
She was like, "Oh, bloody daddy!"
It may be bad press.
If you go and you have your nose done, it's called a nose job, right? Okay. Well, you come and you get your hands done. It's a hand job.
Alrighty, Dottie.
Alrighty, Dottie. I never heard that one before.
She didn't know how to respond.
Yeah. Hand jobs.
I'm fine with the name.
Robert Kraft gonna walk up in there by mistake though. You gotta. I would change the name.
A lot of men gonna walk up in there be like, no. Yeah. Get out of here, men.
How many customers they gotta turn away?
A lot of them.
So how much for a hand job?
No, you want to do your nails?
$10 for the when do we get to the hand job? I mean, you can do my nails if you want to, but I mean, I you know what I came for, okay? I'm not afraid.
They're gonna be looking at me like, oh, we ain't even trying to hide what we do.
Mm-mm-mm. Hand jobs.
I didn't think about it like that. They are gonna have a bunch of men. They got to put up signs. No, it's not that type of hand job. Gonna be like on the front of their business.
I opened up a balloon store called Blowjobs.
Yes, blowjobs.
Basketball hoops called Rim Jobs. It's gonna be. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a lot of stuff up there. Okay. Boob jobs. I don't know what that's gonna be yet on the inside. There's a lot of misleading signs that are gonna be going around.
Now I understand why you need to change the name.
I'd hate to work there.
Right?
sir, put your goddamn pants back on. What's going on?
Yeah, somebody going through your resume. Going by your resume, the last job you worked was called hand job?
Right. I'm ready for my hand job now. So, zip. No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm, no. Okay, you made your point.
Yeah, hand jobs. Come on, dog. Come on.
I just like it because I'm five and it's funny.
Mm-hmm. let's get into some fucking with black people and go back to my fucking with black people music.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game, we go all around the globe. We find different articles that make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 at intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. In Detroit.
Priceless.
All right, in Detroit. There was a police officer who was fired because he had a video taunting a black woman. A white Detroit police officer has been fired after filming a black woman walking home in a freezing cold on Snapchat, shouting, "Bye, Felicia," following a traffic stop. Veteran policeman Gary Steele shared the video after pulling over Ariel Moore, 23, on Detroit's west side for an expired license plate tag and pounding her car. He and his partner had offered her a ride, but she refused and chose to walk the block home instead. Steele, who has been in the force 18 years, used a Snapchat filter to capture the footage celebrating Black History Month, what black girl magic looks like. Both are available on the app and are intended to be genuine celebrations of black culture. During the clip, Steele follows Moore with his cameras. She sets off on foot in the below freezing temperatures after being told to leave her vehicle. As the clip plays on, one of the officers inside the car says the young woman is doing the walk of shame before Steele signs off with bye Felicia. Still in that AAVE. The policeman could also be heard saying, walk of shame, bye Felicia. Moore was forced to make her way home on foot in the frigid temperatures. The footage was reported to the department on January 30th and an internal investigation was launched. Police Chief James Craig said 55 employees were interviewed as part of the investigation. Damn. Yeah, probably because they his friends on Snapchat.
You know it.
Craig announced Steele's firing Wednesday, saying, when these kinds of things happen, it does tend to erode the trust. It does. You don't say. I mean, because look, the reason she wouldn't take a ride home with y'all cops is because she probably was worried about her safety.
Right.
And you kind of confirmed that she should have been. Steele hasn't commented, but is expected to take the case to arbitration under union rules. The disgraced officer's partner has been suspended without pay pending a hearing next week. He too could be fired. I hope they get his ass out there too.
Right.
They never say the cop's name, do they? The other officer. Craig says investigators found other cases of Steele making disparaging comments about black people. Oh, it wasn't a one-off? It was just this one time?
It's a trend. That's normally what happened. It's a trend.
Oh, I am shocked. Oh, my stars and garters. This is the video.
Priceless. So she gestures one more time. Priceless. Walk of shame. In the cold. Bye, Felicia.
Wasn't even funny.
That'd be the fucked up part.
I would have gave him a couple points off if it would've been funny. Shit wasn't even funny.
Mm-mm. At least you're gonna be racist. Be yeah, funny.
Horrible delivery.
That's one thing about a lot of racists. They're not funny.
Could have been like so many better jokes. He should have been singing "When It's Cold Outside" or something like that. Nope. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, that's 100 for me. Protect and serve, huh? Let's see what else has happened. Are algorithms that power dating apps racially biased?
Who made them? White people, right? White people in the Silicon Valley area. Bunch of white dudes. Oh, yes, it is.
This is a very long article, but I think we got to the bottom of it, Karen. 100 for me.
Right. That's the thing. Who creates these fucking programs? Not us.
I'm going to go with 100. What about you?
Same.
Yeah, I would have read it, but.
Mm-mm, don't even waste your time.
Guys, come on.
Come on, buddy.
Maryland delegate Mary Ann Lisanti loses leadership post over racial slur. Well, I'm sure it's a big misunderstanding. Black people are so sensitive these days. You know, she probably just said something that could have been taken more than one way, and then people jumped into shit. You know, this is another Virginia politician, and it's very sensitive right now. Maryland, you know.
DMV trying to take the lead, ain't it?
Yeah, like that Maryland DMV area, you know, it's another one of that. Another person in that in the area, you know, it happens. Maryland's House Speaker has removed a white lawmaker from a leadership position for using a racial slur for black people. I wonder which one it could have been. The Washington Post reported Monday that Lisanti allegedly used a slur to refer to Prince George's County. Oh, you mean the wealthiest district in the country for African Americans? Wonder what she said. During the after hours gathering at Annapolis cigar bar. Oh, well, nothing good happens there. She allegedly told another white lawmaker when he campaigned in Prince George's County on behalf of a candidate that he was door knocking in a nigger district. Nigger district, Karen. You were very close. He told the Post earlier this month that she didn't recall using the slur, but was sure everyone has used it. Now see.
It's like, I'm going down. Everybody going down.
She thought she was making it better, but that's actually worse.
And you got the mother white people.
See something. Now you see that You done fucked up, man.
I see what I'm saying.
No, so you're saying that you done fucked up. No, you know that, don't you?
Damn.
No, you done fucked up, don't you?
Woo!
No, don't
you?
No, you done fucked up.
Without the tape, they had nothing.
Oh, my God. That's so much worse. That's so much worse. I mean, I don't remember saying it, but I'm sure I said it because everyone is saying it. What
are y'all doing? Smoking on cigars? Going, nigga.
What?
I mean, do y'all spell nigga with your smoke? What is happening here?
That's worse than Coon, man, talking about it wasn't him in the blackface because he know to take put less blackface on than that.
Come on.
Because he not new to this. He true to this. Now, you want to see me hit this moonwalk? Okay. Like, that's worse. What a dumbass. They are so not used to being called on their racism because, you know, the only thing you really could do in that position is probably apologize. I'm not even going to go to full, like, and resign because I think black people always think that, but they know it's not true.
Right.
White people hold on to positions after doing racist shit all the time.
All the time.
So I ain't even gonna say the right thing to do or the thing that you normally do is resign. Nah, they don't normally resign, but they do normally apologize and be like, you know, that was one time, or, you know, I don't even recall saying that. You could have lied. There were so many options here. You went the full, I mean, I said so much. Who fucking knows if I said it? I mean, I said it. Shit. We call them niggers. I know that much. But if you asking me a specific date, how the hell I'm supposed to know?
Right, and you got somebody like, hey, I need all the nigga votes. Like, what are you talking about, woman?
Did it end with a Y the day that I did this? Because then I probably did. Now, if I could tell you for sure I did it on that date, now I don't know. But was I at the nigger at the bar where we call them niggers? Okay, well then, shit, probably. I don't know. House Speaker Michael Bush announced Tuesday he has removed her from a chair of a subcommittee. Lasanti, a Democrat, told reporters she would issue a statement later in the day. What the fuck could it be? She apologized to the House Democratic Caucus Tuesday morning, after apologizing to leaders of the state legislative Black Caucus on Monday. Speaker says Lasanti also has agreed to take sensitivity training. Ralph Tresvant can't save this, sis. Guys, I listened to Ralph Tresvant's entire album and I am now sensitive to your needs. I will no longer be calling you niggers, all right? I know that much.
Nope.
Consider me served, all right?
Mm-mm.
A 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
I will give it 100 as well. I cannot believe that excuse. That just because the excuse is that, I mean, it was going to be 100, but dog, what?
A smoking 100.
Nah. That's what I need. As soon as she was in that meeting talking about some, yeah, well, you know, oh, because of cigars.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she was in that meeting talking about, I mean, we all say it, right? That I really do wish Bill Duke would have showed up with it. Now you see, you know you done fucked up, right? You know, get the fuck out of here. A Texas woman uses unleashed dog to interrupt a one-year-old's outdoor photo shoot. Well, that sounds reasonable. You know how one-year-olds get photo shoots outdoors celebrating their birthdays and shit, and you just gotta stick your dog on them, cause like, why not?
Child is crying here because of you. They're destroyed on social media. Go ahead. You wanna smile for the camera? Let's smile. Pull out your phone. You want to record me? I'm recording you. Pull out your phone.
You got the baby crying. The woman. I guess the parent is filming her. Recorded her interrupting the baby's photo shoot on the sidewalk. Like, what the fuck?
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Now why don't you go tell them that? That is the white woman telling her shame on you for celebrating your one-year-old's birthday on the sidewalk with a photo shoot. Shame
in a public area where I got the fucking right to be.
And I guarantee you that's the kind of white woman that'd be like, black people don't even be in their baby's lives.
Yeah. 100. I'm about to get mad. I'm about to say, y'all don't want us fucking nowhere.
They don't want us to exist.
Nowhere.
It's a public sidewalk, nigga.
Right.
You brought your dog here to bite my child. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
She brought that dog to bite her she tried to sick her dog on a 1-year-old baby.
Yes.
That's why I don't fuck with dogs, man.
You know what? And
they racist, man. I seen them 1960s photos and what y'all did to MLK. I ain't forgot.
And on the low, like swimming, a lot of black people don't actually, for real, don't fuck with animals because of that. They like, no, like the animals have been used against us.
I seen what y'all did too.
Yes,
you
my
did.
Dog
your dog came around my child. You did ma'am? Not even come to take the dog ma'am? Away from my child.
Ma'am, you know that's a lie.
You brought.
She just said I brought my dog to bite. No, she's crazy. She is crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm
absolutely
crazy. Did she hit the woman?
You just hit me, right? You just hit me, right? You just hit me.
And I have that on camera, too. Thank you.
God.
Yeah, bye.
That's the whitest God I've ever heard in my life. God.
And she ain't got no fucking shoes on?
Why do niggers have to exist?
Basically, that's what she should have said.
Oh, my God. Breathing up all my white air. On my white sidewalk in my white neighborhood. Where I pay my white rent. Ah, let me go get my white dog.
Crazy. Shame on you.
She lucky they ain't fuck her little dog up. That dog little as shit.
My biting dog. Shame on you. Go. This you want your biting dog. Go. Go. Go inside your house.
Right. Just end it. She keeps fucking coming back.
You want to come and talk to me? Pull out your phone. You want to record me? You brought your dog around my child. Let me tell you something. Are you a mother? Are you a mother?
Yes,
you have
sir,
children? All right. Well, then you need to have some respect for my child. You brought a dog, I don't know, around my child.
You think
you brought this? I don't care. I don't
know
your dog.
Don't do the innocent thing.
I don't know your dog.
Are you, here's you're the gonna, dog. You're, here's whoa, the whoa, big biter.
You're
here's the bug.
Excuse me, you're invading dog. My private.
Look, try to hit him again.
All right, good. Got it. Got it. Got it. What's your name?
I'm going to get the license. Yeah, get the license plate.
Look at what you're doing. Look at what
you're doing.
What? Bitch, you are hitting. She is hitting people talking about, look at what y'all doing. Y'all got me out here acting the fool. I can't believe y'all would put your faces in the way of my hands. And then you had the nerve to put your 1-year-old in the way of my biting dog. What the hell is supposed to happen out here? We were all taking crazy pills. But by the way, couples goals. Shout out to them 4 men on her like Voltron though. With the husband or the father or whoever the male is. I don't know. I'm assuming a lot. I don't know these people, but I'm assuming they together because they got that Jamaican accent. I appreciate them forming like a CSI team where he was like, get the license plate.
Right. Be like, bitch, because you're not going to get away. We're going to be sure we report your ass.
They had a plan. He was like, oh, okay. We know. Scenario
right.
Six.
Right. Because you could have just fucking walked away, but you kept coming back.
He was like, run Plan Delta. Okay.
Come on.
You get the license plate. I'll get her face.
Plan Alpha B6.
Right. Let me see your dog's collar. Okay. Y'all niggas going to dog jail. You going to the pound and you going to jail, bitch.
Right, and this is why they have laws about keeping your fucking dogs on leashes when you're out in public and don't let them roam around.
Right, put some shoes on. You worry about the sidewalk. Disgusting.
Okay.
And you have brought these people
victim.
Crazy.
Victim.
You came up to us, first of all.
And you hit my phone twice. There you go. Go ahead.
Living.
And then she moved the child's photo shoot stuff off of the sidewalk.
And I am moving your property.
We'll move. Don't worry. We'll move it back. We'll move it back.
You're racist. You are racist. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're racist.
Call a ting.
You didn't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she could have just went around like everybody else probably was doing.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Call the cops.
Go right ahead.
I will. I am.
Yeah, do it right now. Right,
bye. Mm mm mm. Good.
That whoa, was... my God. It's coming out of her.
I can't call my father.
I can call my father. Jesus! Jesus! How I love him and trust him.
Mm hmm. It is coming out of her.
because it doesn't even, did she actually, because she got in the car, which means she was already in the car. Like, I don't even understand.
She could have drove off the whole time instead of trying to bother that 1-year-old's little photo shoot.
Right. And the thing is, they was like, she was probably in the car in the first place
on the sidewalk that she don't own.
Don't own.
Ain't in front of her house.
Nope. A public place.
Just probably got out the car, seeing black people, and was like, I gotta stop, put a stop to this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You gone. You gonna be great with your lavender. Go.
Mm-hmm. She was so mad.
You gonna be great now, sweetheart. You're turning red from your back. That's all right. Keep on walking. Mary said it. Mary said it. Mary said it. You gotta walk. You gotta walk.
You gotta walk. Okay. Gosh, she was so mad and rude, but no reason.
No reason, dog. Could have left them people alone.
Disgusting. She got out the house. I know her breath was smelling like that dog mouth. Said they were blocking the sidewalk and trampling the grass that they pay for.
With their tax money, right?
The grass that I pay for. Oh, she's the wife of the Astros owner, Jim Crane. I didn't know that. Wow, Frances Neely is the latest vigilante to take upon herself. Did she get a name like Sidewalk Susan or some shit? I'm just wondering. Neela was barefoot and crazy when she went after Kaylin and Isaiah Allen. The couple was using North Boulevard in Houston to capture their daughter Angie's first birthday. While the baby sat near the sidewalk, his photographer snapped away a disgruntled Neely barraged the shoot. Wow.
Yeah, I can see, because she went and got her vehicles. I'm pretty sure they were minding their own business, and she just came over there, and she probably just let that dog roam, and the dog probably got close to their child. They was like, I don't know you or this dog.
Right. And she probably came over in a huff talking and shit.
Right.
Yeah. She probably came up, it was coming out.
Oh,
of her.
My God. It's coming out of her.
I can call my father.
Jesus. How I love him and trust him.
She claimed that it was private property. She never bothered to trouble other people in the area taking pictures.
That was their thing.
Not only was her behavior off the leash, but so was her Pomeranian dog. The family then filed a police report, which led to Houston Public Works explaining to ABC 13 the Broad Acres Homeowners Association cannot block the esplanades from public use. Mm-mm. Anyone with concerns about the members of the public blocking the public right away are asked to call 311. They also confirmed the space is not private property.
Oh, and they knew that. She right. Probably knew it too, didn't give a fuck. She was like, y'all niggas don't belong here.
What about when she assaulted the dude holding the phone though? Like, take her ass to court. Ridiculous human being. That's so
make
ridiculous.
Her pay something.
Right? Oh my God.
She ain't going to jail. Well, bitch, pay me. You shouldn't have put your hands on me.
Right. That much entitlement is just sick. You know what I mean? Like, I own this sidewalk. My money pays for the grass. Like, we pay rent around here. If I saw somebody, like, barbecuing or some shit, you're not supposed to out here in the non-designated zone. I wouldn't be like, you're barbecuing on my grass. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a totally different mentality. I pay for this grass.
Yeah, a lot.
There's a totally different mentality to be like, they shouldn't be doing that. And walk by, or they shouldn't be doing that, even if it's something dangerous and you're like, I'm gonna call the police or call the property manager and be like, yo, they out here, I don't know, y'all named it dangerous, they out here playing with fireworks by this dry ass grass, they might burn some shit up, so let me tell property management, you know, to come tell these people not to do that. Or somebody has an unleashed dog. What I don't say is I pay every month.
That's that ownership, dog. Like, and that's the difference. I'm trying to tell you right now, you barbecue on. I'll be like, ooh, that smell good, and keep it the fuck walking. I'm not gonna right. bother you.
Right. Good. It's just that entitlement.
Right.
Anyway. All right. Let's get into some Let's get into some guest race, guys. Where is my guest race music?
Now that it's time for some guest race.
That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that is time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land, where we read and play new news from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everybody playing along is racist. Even if you're playing at home in your head and you don't say it out loud, you're still racist. Sorry, can't escape the system. Two have been arrested in a brawl in Alabama at a buffet over crab legs. You know how it goes, Karen. Just crabs in a barrel. I couldn't help myself.
I wonder what they were eating. Crab cake?
Sure, why not? Thank I guess you. That counts. They had crab in it. Yeah, I guess they were probably in there clawing at each other. maybe when they got done, they were both shells of themselves.
I'm surprised nobody ended that with a cracked leg. I couldn't help myself, y'all.
let's see. Customers at an Alabama buffet were. Oh wait.
Every baby can have the freedom.
Oh, okay.
They can.
Got to wait for this ad to finish playing.
Every baby.
But I can play the article. I just, as soon as this ad is done, we'll get to it. Because babies, you know how they do. They got babies need headphones. And that's why you go to tweakedaudio.com. And get your baby some headphones, okay?
They come with their own personal set.
Mm-hmm. Code TBGWT and you get a third off. And you get free shipping. All right?
No more mommy, are we there yet?
Oh, wait. What? Is this one of those ones where they're not even, it's not a news report? They just, it's just a video with words. All right, well, I'll read it to you guys. Customers at an Alabama buffet were boiling mad when they, oh, now you're taking our jokes. Now you're taking our jokes. I see you. Waiting in line for crab legs, it took to using tongs as weapons during a brawl at the eatery. Customers at the Meteor Buffet in Huntsville had been waiting in line for 10 to 20 minutes for crab legs. The eager diners were waiting for the next tray to come out when they rushed to serve themselves. They've been waiting. This is worse than Publix chicken.
Come on.
They'll be in line with that Publix chicken, boy. It's furious when that chicken come out. They've been waiting there for crab legs for a good 10 to 20 minutes. When they finally came out, it was very heated. And so were those crab legs. Especially if someone is taking more than their fair share. Said Huntsville Police Officer Gerald Johnson, who was eating at the restaurant when the melee broke out. Damn, the police was daring y'all steal folk. Some diners began using tongs as swords and shattering plates.
Oh, shit!
They're using tongs as swords and plates as shields.
Yes,
that fucking Star Trek music started playing.
Zelda music started playing.
The what music?
Zelda.
Oh, the swords and shields.
Come on.
So some diners again use the tongs. Customer John Chapman, and Shaquita Jenkins. Guess the race of Shaquita Jenkins were arrested. Jenkins was at 10:50. They were both arrested at the $10.58 a plate buffet with her kids. There's a woman who's beating a man. People are moving around. Plates are shattering everywhere, Johnson said. Chapman suffered a cut to the head. Jenkins was not harmed. Sounds like Jenkins won. Chapman is facing disorderly conduct and Jenkins is charged with third degree assault. Guess the race of Shaquita Jenkins.
this was easy black.
Karen's going with black. Let's check the chat room, see what you guys believe.
I said I messed that one up. That's on. I'll take the L.
Black, blackity black. It's the first of the month. Black. Oh. Ain't no one gonna say nothing bad about Miss Jenkins. Black. Jameis Winston. Black. Crabless. Huntsville on them. Oh, them some niggas. Jameis Winston play cousin. She's black. He's white. Game of Thrones. Black. Hope she didn't use her claws. Black. Waiting on crab legs at the buffet and using tons of sword. These some niggas. Sword ratchetness black. All right, so everybody went black for Jaquita Jenkins. Nigga with the hard ER. Okay. Everybody went black for Jaquita Jenkins. And Karen went black. Mm-hmm. For bonus points, do you want to guess his race as well?
What was his name?
His name was... the fuck was his name? John Chapman. For bonus points, Karen, for you.
Ooh, Chapman. He's white, like the old black and white Charlie Chapman.
All right. The correct answer is, on both counts, white and black. You got both of them right. And of course, all y'all got it right because y'all said she was black. I'll put the picture on screen. He never had a chance, by the way. She looked like she came to get some motherfucking crab legs, and it was over for him as soon as he
she came for some crab legs.
She won that fight. Okay, maybe he should have tried to butter her up.
See, that's what happened. He thought he was coming for a soft boiled and got hard shelled.
Yeah. Plus, she's young, but he looks seasoned. I guess you could say he's old, bae. let's go to the next one. Dallas man shot and killed driver who hit his car while pulling out of a parking space.
Oh, we couldn't have just swapped insurance information?
I mean, health insurance information.
Did they have general insurance? They'd be like, they ain't gonna cover nobody's fucking tire.
A deadly shooting in a busy part of uptown Dallas stemmed from a parking argument, police said, investigators said Christopher McKinney Jr. Shot and killed DeMondre Green, 29, at 2:10 a.m. Police said Green was trying to maneuver out of a tight parking space near McKinney's car when there was some type of interaction between the two, and McKinney pulled out a gun and started shooting. Police say that when everything was over, McKinney...
Police have arrested a man who they believe shot and killed a man in uptown Dallas last...
Oh, I did not know that was going to play. I didn't even see... That just popped up completely on its own. I'll just finish reading. I was almost done. Police say when everything was over, McKinney had shot Green and the passenger in the car, Green's brother, who was injured but survived. During an interview with detectives, police say McKinney admitted his role in the crime. McKinney is charged with murder. No bond has been set yet. Guess he woke up in the morning with murder.
Police have arrested a man who they believe shot and killed a man in uptown Dallas last Saturday.
I literally paused that. I guess he woke up in the morning with murder on his mind. Mm-hmm. Karen, guess the race of Christopher McKinney Jr.
Black.
Karen's going with black. Just a white man standing his ground, says Sparger. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m., says Steven. Son, who are you, my parents?
the only people that say that, the sex workers go, everything go down after 2 a.m.
Negro, black, white? ? White, says more people. He had to roll the window down to turn the music to park. Black. White, says Shanna. This is very mixed. Black, between black and white in this chat room today. Gun turned to the side as he leaned and the side as he backed out of the parking space. Black. Aww. The correct answer is, and Karen, you went with black?
Yes.
You got it right.
a bunch of you guys went white. Some high pressure parallel parking when motherfucker got a pistol.
Come on.
I mean, damn, you got to get it right.
I mean, shit, nigga, I just wait. I'm not that big in a hurry to get to where the fuck I'm going.
Right. Why didn't you say you were gonna kill me? I would have waited. Didn't know it was that high pressure. It's 210. How the fuck you gonna be that precious about your car, but you parking by the club at downtown at 210 in the morning? Like, maybe you need to be one of the people that park way the fuck out at Walmart and walk all the way in.
And it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Do like my mama do. She parked way out and then just walk in because she don't want nobody to hit her car.
Right. You blame her? And it's good exercise.
Nigga parking by the handicap space is mad that somebody hit his car and shit.
Ain't nobody gonna scratch you out here because nobody gonna park out here.
Right. Well, Karen, so far you're 2 for 2. It's time for the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race in the bonus round of Guess the Race. So far, Karen is 2.
Oh, yeah. We can still see your screen. I didn't think about that.
Oh, shit. My bad. I don't think this one showed the race yet anyway.
It didn't.
So far, Karen is 2 for 2. Are you nervous going into the bonus round?
A little bit.
All right. Well, let's find out. If you have any reason to be nervous. A Georgia woman says her bank account was emptied through Cash App account.
Oh shit.
Police warning of scammers. Wait, it's people other than scammers with Cash Apps? What the hell? Well,
apparently it is.
I'm just joking, Cash App people. Don't write me. I don't give a fuck. I'm just joking. All right. I know you're not all scammers. Just most of you. they gonna write.
I use the app for my business and I've never had any problems, Rod.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just out here trying to secure money. Okay. I need money to write these medium pieces. Hit the Cash App. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Customers are claiming they are getting scammed by thieves using fake numbers and fake accounts. These scams hitting closer to home after a Columbus woman just trying to send money to her son. She's out of thousands of dollars, and our Sharifa Jackson is looking into this popular app. She joins us now from the Public Safety Center in Columbus. So, Sharifa, this could happen to anyone. These apps so popular with everyone, really.
That's right. And Cash App and similar peer-to-peer sharing money apps, they've been growing in popularity over the years. It's a quick and easy and fast way to transfer money. So easy for Mildria Shorter. She says her money was gone in a matter of minutes. And now she says her bank nor Cash App will refund all of it back.
I was attempting to send money to my son, who's in the Navy.
Mildria Shorter says she was trying to send him the money using Cash App, an online cash transferring tool to send it. But Mildria tells us for some reason it wouldn't go through. That's when she used Google to find what she believed to be the official Cash App customer service line.
Representative answered the phone. Thank you for contacting Square Cash App. I let them know what had happened. They then proceeded to say, okay, let's just validate who you are, verify your account. They asked me for my name and my telephone number.
But turns out the number was fake. In fact, Cash App says they do not do phone customer service, rather all communication via email. In minutes, Mildria's account drained.
So the entire time that they had me on hold, they wiped my account with
$4,668
in 22 minutes.
After filing a police report, CPD Financial Crimes Unit issuing this alert. Their investigations finding numerous fake 800 numbers linking themselves to Cash App. People all across the valley falling victim to the same scheme. Police and representatives with the Better Business Bureau reminding users to never give out your PIN or personal information over the phone, no matter how credible the source may seem.
If you are using a PayPal or Cash App or Square, make sure that your bank account's not attached. Make sure it's a credit card. It's easier to dispute charges.
After a week with no funds, the small business owner and mother of four sending out a strong warning to others in the community, hoping her story will keep this from happening to anyone else.
People, be careful. Be careful because that information can be used in a very bad way. And there are scammers out there that are looking to steal innocent people's money, hardworking people's money.
And Columbus police, they are investigating these cases. Shorter says she's still hopeful that she will get all of her money back to her. And we do have a full statement from Cash App that they sent directly to News Leader 9. You can find that on our webpage, WTVM.com. For now, reporting live, Sharifa Jackson, WTVM News Leader 9.
Yeah, I'm so sorry this happened to her, Sharifa, but happy she's sharing this information because it sounds like it could happen to anyone.
Guess the race of the woman that got scammed.
Black.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. That's a sister po thing. Don't believe her. Black. Oh, Marlene. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Shots fired.
Really, sis? Really? Let me guess. You think they like making it up on Michael Jackson, too, huh? And R. Kelly is innocent, but you would never support a pedophile. We supposed to be in this together. Mm-mm-mm. Sending her some money for his car note. Military niggas love Camaros. Black. Tried to move money from her Rush prepaid card to Steve Harvey elite debit card. Black.
Oh no.
Black, 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 black. I told you I don't fuck with that internet shit. Black, black. She had building fund money. Black and black. The correct answer is sadly she was black. I'm not gonna show the picture, but she was black. I saw it in the video. All right, let's get to sword ratcheting this time. Marlene didn't believe her. That's sad. And I believe her, cause she knew the down to the penny. That's when I know it's real.
Niggas know every dime that left.
Woo, woo! You get some money taken, boy. You be knowing down to the penny,
like
boy.
$359.12, bitch, and I want it all.
She said, and that's when they had me on hold and took $4,668. Like I said, they got her. Woo. There's nothing like getting gaffled, boy. I'm so sorry that happened to her. But yeah, she got caught out there not knowing the internet, because I didn't know Cash App didn't have a 1-800 number. That seems like some fucked up shit on Cash App's part.
That's what somebody in the chat was saying. Like, they actually need a customer service line. Like, they actually need a legit phone line.
Yeah.
Because people will call if, you know, because everybody don't go through emails and they don't through the app. Like, call.
Yeah, that's wild. Police, a man armed with a sword forces his way into a home and assaults a woman. A man is facing 11 charges stemming from a Saturday incident in which police say he forced his way into a stranger's Great Falls apartment where he sexually assaulted a woman. Jarrell Aaron Anderson, 39, white, armed with a katana, and yeah, I would have guessed black on that too, guys. A long sword is accused of forcing a door open to an apartment on 10th Street North, according to a probable cause affidavit. Once inside, he forced a woman to give him oral sex. When police arrived on the scene, they found a minivan in the alley stuck in a snowbank and arrested him without incident. He allegedly had taken the female he is accused of sexually assaulting outside of the home and placed her in the vehicle. The woman inside the vehicle told officers she did not know who he was. Wow. A full cycle.
He ain't planning on killing her if he ain't got stuck in that fucking snowbank.
Two witnesses who were in the apartment at the time also said they did not know who he was. Prior to the incident, one witness told police they heard loud banging from outside the apartment, went to check it out. The witness observed Anderson pounding on the door to an upstairs apartment. The witness asked Anderson to leave and went back to the apartment. However, Anderson followed the witness down the stairs and forced open the door. According to the witness, Anderson had some type of weapon with him, what he described as a sling blade. An officer later located a small spear, a wooden stake, and a long staff inside the vehicle. The sexual assault victim told police that Anderson put a spear to her throat. Two witnesses inside the apartment told police they thought they would be injured or killed if they attempted to get away from Anderson. They said they had never met him before. Anderson told police he believed the people in the apartment had something to do with the disappearance of his son. Kind of Liam Neeson ass
bullshit is this?
This motherfucker was insane. Anderson said he was invited into the apartment and searched it for any evidence. Police said Anderson's son was never missing. Anderson's charge. Yeah, and also, like, how would that make sense? I thought they had my son, so I forced them to suck my dick. What? What, dude? What kind of shit is this? Anderson is charged with one count of aggravated injury, 3 counts of aggravated kidnapping, 3 counts of assault with a weapon, robbery, aggravated sexual intercourse without consent, theft, and construction, obstruction of a peace officer. Under the jail.
Agreed.
Kamala, come get him. Okay. I understand, you know, y'all want that progressive prosecuting. I don't! Fire and brimstone this nigga under the jail forever. Bye. All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.